AgBio Science is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
I would argue that was, we've won a couple of awards prior to Velocity, but I was, for whatever reason, was almost more excited about this one. Not because of the dollar amount was a huge bonus for us as far as getting us through this year and launching us into next year. From as experience, it's complete validation, particularly in the focus group that we were in.
Welcome to AgBio Science, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Welcome back to AgBio Science. I'm Kayla Chittister, producer of the podcast, here with Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today. I believe it is now official, the record holder of guest hosting spots on the Summer of Fun. Eric, welcome back.
Thank you very much. I was approached by Kenda Wrestler Friend, and she really wanted to duke it out for this title. I'm happy to say it's mine, Kenda.
I did tell her she was going to have to throw an elbow, so sorry about that.
I caught it. No worries.
You had a chance to talk with Ryan Scar from Nano Biodesigns, chief operating officer of the company. He was a winner of our Velocity Accelerator, the Farmer Focused Innovation Track. Really interesting technology. And from the perspective of a farmer's seat, very curious as to the high level takeaway that you had from the conversation with Ryan today.
It really was pretty interesting. And he talked about, you know, kind of trying to partner with the Indiana Soybean Alliance, the Indiana Corn Marketing Council. And I think that he's right on the right track here because his technology is going to provide a certain level of certainty for farmers after they drop that grain off. That's what his technology is about. And I think it's a great thing. The longer you wait to get those premiums that you're looking for as a farmer, more things can go wrong. I mean, there are just so many things that farmers have to be uncertain about, just given what they do. To have some certainty when you leave the elevator, that'd be great for them. So this is really great technology, and really had fun talking about Indy Sticks, his new product.
Yeah, so we welcomed Ryan to Indiana, I think, in 2022, and really the technology that he has been working on has been going through its ideation phase. And so to hear it have a name felt so exciting today, Indy Sticks. And so working on that and seeing it kind of come to fruition was super exciting. Curious, as we sort of look ahead for innovators that come out of this Velocity Challenge, people who are solving for the farmer dilemmas, what do you think is going to be important for them to keep in mind?
To talk to farmers. This has got to come from a farmer's perspective, because if it's not coming from them, from a problem that they're actually facing, then we're looking for a solution for a problem we don't have. That's what I really, you know, admired about our conversation with Ryan. He's in tune. He wants to hear from farmers, from his roots in Iowa. Now he's a Hoosier. He wants to have that connection. And I think that if folks are looking for solutions, they need to look to farmers for the problems, because believe me, they've got plenty of them to work through. And if they can find solutions, that's just going to increase their profitability and increase the success of each farm and the ag bioscience industry, the ag industry here in Indiana.
You're providing those updates all the time. We have a fantastic partnership with you guys. Where can they find you?
HoosierAgToday.com is the place, and you can find us on about 70 different radio signals across the state. We welcome anyone to check us out. We've got podcast networks out the wazoo that includes Ag Bioscience. So just a lot of different offerings that we have. So thanks for letting me do the shameless plug.
Yeah. Thanks for popping in again.
No problem at all.
Please enjoy Eric's conversation with Ryan Scar from Nano Biodesigns on Ag Bioscience.
Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on Ag Bioscience. Again, this is your second appearance on the podcast. And let's just take a step back here, you know, from winning the Velocity Accelerator to strategic partnerships, a lot of momentum behind you. Before we get into what's new, give us a high-level overview. Who is Nano Biodesigns and how did it come to be?
No problem. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back as a reoccurring guest. I've always wanted to say that. So thanks for having me again, Eric. So Nano Biodesigns, we're an ag bioscience startup headquartered here in Indianapolis. Our mission is to make genetic detection no big deal, for harvested grain distributors and seed suppliers. And by doing that, we hope to give them actionable genomic insights where and when they need it. So that's at grain elevators, that's at points of distribution, that's at points of consolidation. And so we've got a really cool microparticle technology and platform that we've called Indy Sticks that we're looking forward to kind of launch into this year and next. And, you know, like you said, ride some of this momentum that we've had to accomplish our next phase of goals.
Now, as we mentioned, this is your second time on the podcast. You joined us shortly after coming to Indiana, so you're by now a Hoosier, right? Like that's you get to call yourself that.
The ID is Hoosier. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, what's changed since the last time we spoke to you here on Ag Bioscience?
Big change is I have two kids now.
Oh, wow.
So that's quite the difference, regardless of startup. So I always have to put a call out to them. But it's been a really fun 4 years now, I'd say. I think November of 2021 was when I moved here. So moved here November 1. There's a bunch of things that happened with some pitch competitions and getting connected with Agrinovis leading up to that that made that a reality. But definitely has been a really great 4 years and how we've been able to, I wouldn't even just say change, but executed on some of the things that we wanted to accomplish for the reasons we moved to Indiana. So that was connecting with Purdue, that was connecting with Agrinovis, connecting with the IEDC and Elevate. And a lot of the industry network that Indiana has really cultivated prior to us being here and being a part of that growth, you know, as things have changed over the last 4 years as well.
It is interesting. We talk a lot about Indiana being a good place for business, and mm-hmm. and it's recognized on the outside, it sounds like.
Yes. And that was a big thing for us. Like Mitch Fraser was a big part. I call it that recruitment process. I always like to joke, we moved our headquarters here before Corteva. You know, we're obviously much smaller than them, and the only piece that we had to move was me, as opposed to what they had to move, right? But still, yes, it was very attractive as far as the ecosystem that Indiana and Indianapolis has. Iowa has tons of great things too. We actually have a presence in Iowa still as well. The rest of my team is still in Iowa. I'm the only full-time person with NanoBio, but we want to operate regionally. And so keeping a small foothold over there by having all of our main headquarters and operations over here has been a big reason for our success so far. And how we're able to cover, as you know, with Hoosier Ag having a smaller footprint people-wise, still can cover a lot of ground that way. From just the team of four that we have going.
Absolutely. Now, the GMO testing market is projected to reach $6.2 billion by 2031. That's incredible. It's a massive opportunity for innovators like you. Walk me through the technology, how it works, what makes it different from others on the market.
Yeah, that's a great number for us validation-wise. It's actually, to point back over that 4 years, to see that number come to fruition as, like, I think it's at $3.9 billion now. And to know that it's going to 6.2, given from where we projected it would get to 3.9, and it has, is really great validation for what we're trying to do. From a technology standpoint, I allude to, so we have our Indy Sticks platform is what we've called it. That's the new development. We got a trademark on that finally. That took some time, but we're excited about it.
It sounds like a hockey team almost.
I know. There's some, well, maybe we'll get to that on like why we call the Indy Sticks. Obviously, we're in Indiana. We're in Indianapolis. We started in Indianola, Iowa. And so there's a lot of Indy references to that. We like to say what's faster than quick for the speed of the test, and it's Indy. And so that's where we're rolling with that. But the main premise of the technology is we have these pre-programmed microparticles that we've loaded into these test sticks that we have. And then those test sticks get a crude grain sample applied. So think like basically you make a soybean espresso is what I call it. In 15 minutes, you use this little press and then you apply that crude, you know, espresso grainy sample to our stick, and the microparticles do the rest of the capture work for us. And then we take that stick, we put it into our relatively small device. I wouldn't quite call it handheld, but it's pretty close to that. And then that runs the rest of the sample processing and analysis of, hey, what is the genetic content of this sample? And that's the really unique thing about what we're doing. So our technology can handle a very crude sample, as opposed to traditionally you take a sample off. If you want to do a DNA test, you got to send it to a lab. You got to wait results. You got to wait 3 days. You have to have a lot of expertise and equipment. Whereas, you know, we're aiming to do this on-site in grain elevators, maybe in the field, at points where grain is actually being consolidated and distributed, not, you know, just other testing labs.
Ryan, you mentioned that Agrinovis has been a big part of what you've been doing here. And I know you won the farmer-focused innovation track of the Agrinovis Velocity Accelerator this year. What did that experience give you? What did you take away from it as a startup with just a few years under your belt?
I would argue that was, we've won a couple of awards prior to Velocity, but I was, for whatever reason, was almost more excited about this one. Not because of the dollar amount. The dollar amount was a huge bonus for us as far as getting us through this year and launching us into next year. From as experience, it's complete validation, particularly in the focus group that we were in. Farmer focus, you know, I don't know if our technology will directly go into the hands of individual farmers, but I do believe it will make their processes easier, you know, when they show up to those distribution points to offload their grain. Hopefully, we're not adding to any wait times. The test only takes 15 minutes. We're hoping that it allows those premiums to be paid on site after the testing, as opposed to, hey, they loaded their grain. Now you lose transparency and some confidence when all that grain gets consolidated from not just your fields, but others. They send it off batches for lab testing. Then you get your premium later to see if it passed or not. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And so that's been a big challenge we're working to provide. And so having that validation from the farmer side, like, hey, yeah, we see this as a tool that's needed, as well as the other, like Indiana Soybean Alliance, Indiana Corn Marketing Council being a sponsor, a lot of their people getting a look at how we're approaching this problem and our solution towards it. Just having that validation from an industry, as well as like particularly from being a Hoosier now, having that, like, hey, the family supports what we're doing. And here's, you know, $25,000 to support that cost to keep going means a lot to our team and what Nanobios is trying to accomplish.
Well, farmers would appreciate that. They like premiums. They especially like getting them right away. Yep. So, Ryan, we heard a little bit of the feedback, you know, from what farmers are saying and you know, what kind of validation you're getting. What are the types of feedback that you're getting right now from customers and from investors right now? What do those conversations look like?
We haven't gotten the technology in a lot of hands of farmers or direct customers yet, but we do have an ongoing two pilots going on that really got launched during this Velocity process. So kind of come turn of the year in 2025, in January, we were able to launch a pilot and they're really, really excited. A line we actually get a lot from some of these R&D teams who are part of these larger seed development companies is we've been looking for something like this our whole career. And we kind of feel, and to us, it's like, one, very excited. We're glad you're excited about it. But the fact that there hasn't been another technology out there that we've found that has approached this problem from our approach with an enzyme-free crude sample processing super fast is exciting. So to see the whites in their eyes that they're excited about what they're doing, they're, you know, bending over backwards to try to help us get there. You know, it's not easy doing R&D on something that's never been done before. Hence, you know, we're here 4 years later. We are working on our MVP and getting that out. But the pilot partners are really excited. Preliminary data is looking great. Our challenge as a small team is like, how do we scale that data? How do we validate it? And so as we continue to add partners and through conversations that we've and networking we've done through Velocity and other ways, we have a great path to achieve that through the end of this year and put us in a good spot for 2026.
We've mentioned Velocity now a couple of times. When we come back, I want to hear more about that process and what life has been like post-Velocity. We'll be back right after this with Ryan Scar from NanoBioDesigns. Ag Bioscience is presented by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today, your guest host this week, and happy to have Ryan Scar here. Ryan, let's talk about Velocity. What was that experience like? And talk about life post your Velocity win and what you've been doing to kind of build upon that.
So Velocity, obviously a program put on by Agrinovis. Jeff did a great job running it. The main structure of it was we had like monthly check-ins or even bi-monthly check-ins, either with Jeff or other, I would call them industry stakeholders. So that are either related for us, I was in Farmer Focus, there are other tracks that happen. I think there's some other guests that are being interviewed about that as well. But from a Farmer Focus standpoint, we got to really engage with people from like Indiana Soybean Alliance, Indiana Corn Marketing Council. We got to engage with other groups that have vested interest in developing entrepreneurial success and startups within Indiana as well as regionally. And so it's a great place for us to get sounding board and just feedback, not just from what we're trying to accomplish from a customer, business to customer relationship and what they're looking for and kind of test some of those ideas, but as well as from a startup, you know, test the model, test the business experience on where we're trying to position ourselves. And so going through those exercises over that, those monthly basis was very valuable for what we're trying to do. You know, as we said, like, as we're trying to set ourselves up to, you know, release an MVP, get some initial pilot validations out there. And so the big change that as we were going through that process, we started applying to a lot of different programs. There's a checkoff programs out there. So if there's other startups that are in the ag space, it's certainly a place to look at for the ISA and Corn Marketing Council. And so we're fingers crossed that we'll ride some of this momentum into some checkoff dollars to do some research testing for those groups. As well as, like I said, we launched a pilot with a very large seed developing company. I can't share who they are, but it's been a great pilot. It's a revenue generating pilot for us, which is always great when you're a startup and you don't necessarily have a product to sell, but you're still able to generate revenue as you work on very specific use cases for different groups. And so by working on, you know, with seed developers, that gives us a front row seat to what traits they're working on. So once those get commercialized, hey, we've already got a test validated for what they want out in the field or in the supply chain.
And see, here I was, I'm the news guy. I thought I was going to get a scoop. I thought I was going to get you to spill on, yeah, on who it was that that you're working with, but that's, yeah, okay. We'll get there eventually.
Yes.
Uncertainty is a word that farmers are very familiar with. This, I mean, I think if anything, if you asked a farmer, what would make your job easier? Certainty around anything, regulatory, policy, I mean, there are so many things, weather. If they could have some certainty, they'd be a lot better off. What does that look like for farmers, you know, that are working right now, and how your company can help them with kind of closing the gap on uncertainty to make things a little bit more certain?
I think for me, I might change the wording a little bit, but it's providing confidence, right? Confidence and transparency to that supply chain process, right? Like, farmers spent all year, you know, growing and cultivating their land to get that product developed, whether it's a contractual agreement for who they're growing that grain for or a different specialty use case. And so knowing that, hey, are we getting the right seed showing up? And then is it actually growing as intended? Do we have cross-pollination, those types of things, so that when I actually deliver my load to wherever its intended destination is, I have confidence from my end that I know what it is, and I know that I'm not going to get bit on the back end because, you know, there is a discrepancy in the testing or discrepancy in the time. And so anytime you can provide answers quickly at points of where those transitions happen, well, that adds a lot of transparency to the process, because I know what I brought and they are expecting that I'm bringing this. We run those tests now to confirm that is what it is. Okay, everybody's happy. We move it on through the supply chain. When you start putting delays and you're waiting on results, that's where things get murky. That's where errors can happen. And that's where the regulatory problems come in. Everyone remembers the Aventis and the Starlink scenarios from 2014, right? Or it might have been a little bit later. But you know, if we can mitigate those things and mitigate those confusions, particularly with the tool, by providing a tool that hasn't been accessible, I think that has to add confidence at some level. And as long as we're not slowing down the supply chain, then that adds that certainty and that transparency that, hey, everything is working as it's intended.
What do you see as the biggest future opportunity, additional to what you're doing today? What are the opportunities for you and for your company?
Yep. So I think the main thing that I'm actually really excited, there's maybe two things actually, is one, like I said, we're working with some seed developers right now on there's particular GMO traits that they're having. I really hope that NanoBio or the Indy6 platform can help make genetic modification, GMOs more accessible, because of that increased transparency of where they're at and what they're being used for. Because we've got all kinds of great things being developed at Corteva, at Inari, across the state and the region on all these great traits. But how do we get those traits to market quicker is a big thing. And so if I can bring out a test that I can validate tracking traits in the supply chain, you know, and turn around a test in a 2-week time period, as opposed to somebody else developing a little strip test or kit that is currently out there where it takes, you know, almost a year to develop those tests for those traits, and I can do something in 2 weeks, well, that's got to speed up market access for something. It's got to be worth something. So I'm really, really excited about that potential. On the flip side, I think it's great for the farmers too, that if we can start getting traits out there for specialty uses with less regulation overhead because of uncertainties that we're talking about, that opens up different market access, right? You've got Brazil now increasing their soybean production at record pace, right? Okay, so what's U.S. soybean going to use? Okay, well, we got high oleic, great, but there's got to be other uses for our corn and soybeans besides fuel and just food. And so I think, you know, GMO market is a way to achieve that, but we have to get, you know, provide consumer transparency as well, that we know where these things are going. And so if we can provide updated tools like Indy Sticks, I think that's where we'll have the most impact. And maybe it won't be the impact in the first year or two of our company's success, but as we get integrated throughout the supply chain, that's what I'm most excited about, is how do we facilitate the use of GMOs in the proper ways with the right transparency. I think that's something to get behind.
Ryan, you've mentioned the pilot that you're doing right now a couple of different times. Just what is the end goal? What are you hoping to find through this pilot, and what is the end goal here?
Yep. So the main pilot is, we have two ongoing. I should mention that one's bigger than the other as far as like kind of their ask or what they need. But the main goal is, from our side, is we are wanting to validate our technology with a partner. Right? Someone who's working in the industry who at some point can, you know, be a champion for us. Bex has been a champion for us in the past. We don't have an official pilot with them, but they send us samples whenever we need them, because they've got different licensing with different trait agreements. And so, you know, that's the main purpose of these pilot programs, is to bring on champions like, hey, we know we have this problem. Let's test it out. Let's use our samples so that we can validate what NanoBio is doing. And really, it's for us to get sample access to traits that might not be commercially available, or are, but we can get access to those sequences that are relevant to them, so that we're all working from the same foundation. And so that's the main goal, is, you know, build our relationship with them, allow us to show them a new tool that maybe they can use, and validate that tool at the same time with them. And so eventually the goal will be, you know, we're going to hand our device off to them. Hey, give it a run. Like, let's report out the data. Let's see what it looks like. We'll make tweaks. We'll optimize. And then we'll get something ready where we can eventually sell you a product that you can use for your QC labs, or you can use in your supply chain decisions.
Ryan, this is the big question. All right. This is the big question for every company. What's next? What's ahead?
Sure.
What's in the future for NanoBio Designs?
Yep. So the short-term future is, we've got a fun month coming up. Like, we're kind of kicking this off with this podcast. I don't know when it's going to come out here in September, but the next phase, we've got Rally coming up as well. And so we're going to share that message of what our goals are. And so the main goals for us going forward is get our MVP validation completed by the end of the year, and then really start launching into a commercialization plan and strategy. And part of that is expanding our pilot program. So we've got, you know, two ongoing pilots right now. But the next phase is, you know, if anyone's listening, it's like, you want to learn more about how we're accomplishing our goals and what we want to do, we're looking to expand those pilots in 2026 and get some, you know, hopefully towards the end, get some user feedback data on what we're on, how our device works, what they're doing, see if we need to make adjustments to the method or whatever. But that's the main goal for 2026 going forward. And partner with that is, okay, great, we're generating revenue from pilots, but we'll have some capital raises that will happen within that as we grow and expand the team. We had an intern over the summer through Purdue's extern program, which is a great opportunity to bring some more talent in. If you're another company looking for interns, they've got a bunch of them and they're pretty qualified. So reach out to, I'll put a plug in for Patrick Francis and his program. They're doing a great job there. And so that's the other side, is we're going to need to expand our team. Like I said, I'm the only full-time person right now. We've got a couple people in the works to bring on full-time, but there's going to be more to the NanoBio team than just the core three or four of us, and Todd and our CTO, Derek Lyons, who's the main brains behind everything. For the next 2 years, for sure.
Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on Ag Bioscience. Good luck and congratulations on the big win.
Thank you.
The Velocity track. I mean, that's really cool stuff. So yes. Congrats.
Appreciate it, Eric. Thank you.
That does it for another edition of Ag Bioscience. We thank you for joining us on behalf of the entire Agrinovus team. Thank you for listening and watching. Be sure to subscribe, like, all the fun things, and we'll do it again here soon. I'm Eric Pfeiffer from Hoosier Ag Today. Until next time, be safe, be well.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstay. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrinovusindiana.com.